Mr. Herman.
Poop again! Party on, dudes!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back into the Radcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am Steven.
Hi, I'm Matt.
We're not video yet. Stop
I'm
waving.
Matt.
Okay,
it's
all
fine.
Right.
I'll yell louder.
No. Stop waving. Just say
right.
Who
yes.
You are. You have
that
to
was
say
the most
things.
Important part.
You have to be verbal in this medium, okay. Son. Verbal. Well,
hello.
Yes, hello, Matt. Thank you all for joining us once again this week. We are bringing back yet another one of our series mm-hmm. that we will hang on to, Radcast Roulette. And for our first edition of Radcast Roulette, we're hearkening back to what we did in the first iteration of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where we did a year-by-year retrospective of the 1990s.
So much fun.
It was a blast.
So much fun.
They are all in our archives. Go
and
give them a listen.
A little peek behind the curtain. They are they give me the least amount of stress.
They're fun
when
they're
prepping for them.
Yeah,
they're the easiest to prepare for, I should say.
If for those of you who have listened to those, it's just us listing things that happened
yes.
in those years, but we try to make it fun for you.
Yeah, there's still a healthy amount of work that goes
oh,
into
yeah,
it.
For sure.
Just not reading Wikipedia
yeah.
entries. Mm-hmm. Someone else did all the legwork.
Yeah. Well,
but a lot of it is that
yeah.
also. So anyway,
yeah.
go ahead.
Yeah. But as you've seen in the title here, we are going to be in the 2000s, mm-hmm. starting with the year 2009.
Because mm-hmm. for the 90s,
we started
in 1999. Worked our way back. Mm-hmm.
Yep. In 1999 and in the 90s, from about 95 on, we have clear memories of things, experiencing things, recollecting things. Mm-hmm. But really, in the 2000s,
yeah.
we were upper elementary school,
yeah.
middle school, high school, and teenagers. 2009,
oh, yeah.
the beginning of 2009, it was our junior year of high school, and the end
yeah.
of 2009 was our senior year of high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So end of our junior year and the
yeah.
start of our senior
year. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say fall of 2009,
yeah.
but that's towards the back
yeah.
end of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So obviously we have pretty good memories and experiences
oh, yeah.
with not just the 2000s, but with today's subject, 2009.
Oh, yeah, and that's what you'll get on mm-hmm. these is it's going to be a lot more of a thing and then the likelihood of a memory associated
yeah.
to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the 90s, it was just a lot of listing things, then maybe a funny bit here or there.
And stuff like retroactively we enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like something that came
yeah.
out in 1995 we loved in 2000 through like
oh,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one is going to be a lot of like in that time experiencing
oh, yeah.
it
yeah.
while it happened,
yep.
stuff like that. So we're excited to bring that to you.
Yeah, and for all of our younger listeners, younger being late teens, early 20s,
mm-hmm.
You will... This will be a fond walk down memory lane for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But before we get into that, Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
Right now, you can only find us on Instagram.
Okay, that's fine.
We are at the Radcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cast is spelled with a K.
Yep.
Radcast is all one word.
Pretty soon, we will be on Facebook under Twin Freaks Media.
Yeah, we will be back on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just realized a couple weeks ago that our Radcast Twitter doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now our Sucktastic Twitter doesn't exist anymore. I deactivated that.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with this show.
Thanks a lot, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk. That's just something that I was thinking about as I was talking.
Yeah. Who knows if that joke will be topical 10 years from now, much like these things almost 15 years after they happened. Let's start talking about 2009. Now, for those of you that also were with us in our year-by-year retrospective of the 90s, you know we kind of do, we start off with deaths and
yeah.
world events, kind of get some of the more somber things out of the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes world events will have some cool stuff.
Yeah, world events also is kind of the boring
yeah.
stuff that sometimes is more kind of the boring, oh, I didn't watch the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, you know, this was all the stuff on the news
yeah.
and it's what, like, we'll soon enough, we'll get into fun stuff like movies and TV.
Yeah, movies,
like, yeah.
music, video games, TV.
But we'd be remiss if we didn't mention stuff that was going on in the world
right.
in that particular year.
Yeah. So let's kick it off with the deaths. Some really big deaths in 2009. Yeah,
like deaths that bled into being world events.
Yeah, exactly. Like, number one, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
I remember we were on a missions trip with our church in Florida, and I remember at the time I was like, oh, ha, 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 like funny joke. I was like, ha, ha, funny joke, the way one of the kids on the missions trip delivered this joke. Yeah. But then now I'm like, that's pretty cold.
How did he, he was like,
we were at like lunch.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like, hey, what do Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, and Michael Jackson all have in common? I remember being like, what? He's like, they're all dead.
I mean, but they are.
No, they
I understand right. the insensitivity
but
at
I,
the time.
I remember like chuckling and being like, wait, what? And then come home a couple days later and like it's a world event.
Yeah.
Like the whole world is mourning.
I thought for some reason like how the news was delivered was some kid on the mission trip came into the lunchroom dressed like Michael Jackson sobbing.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Hola. Hola. The lurid face. He's gone.
Does the like toes and does a moonwalk
just
and
dips
like,
into Hall and Oates.
And then all of a sudden,
Billie Jean.
And then he just performs for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all forget what happened.
Yeah, and we all forget about him actually too.
He's just sitting back there. Some of us actually poured our lunch slop on him.
Yeah. But he asked for it.
Yeah, exactly. He had a little cup next to him to put change in, but we put our trash in.
He's
there.
Like, well, when I'm done here, I'll be over by the bends and you can pour your slop on me. in honor of the King of Pop.
Make me a dirty Diane.
Make me a king of slop. So I talk about how cold and callous that kid's joke was. And
we basically just went into a whole bit.
We just ran with it.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson passed away, which was a massive,
oh my God.
Massive event.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I'd mentioned one of the other people in that joke, Farrah Fawcett, passed away,
that.
I think like a day after. I think her and Ed McMahon passed away on the same
really
day.
They were really close, yeah.
Farrah Fawcett, one of the babes of the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's Angels, and then she was married to Lee Majors.
I'd be curious to see what the actual statistics on how many preteen and teen boys had that Farrah Fawcett poster in their room in the 70s.
And then
because of the side boob.
Yeah, and then the big fashion thing of like her hair.
Her feathered Farrah hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Rachel in the 90s.
Yeah. And then speaking of the 90s, she was in the movie Man of the House.
She was
and
in the movie.
And also the movie about the mom who killed her children while hungry like the wolf played.
Serial Mom.
Not Serial Mom with Kathleen Turner and Sam Waterston and Matthew Lillard and Ricky Lake. Not that movie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My mistake.
I think that's a John Waters movie.
Serial Mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that, though.
Right.
Different movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Brittany Murphy, which was a complete
surprise. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I remember.
Oh, man.
Because we were in high school, and I remember, like, a girl in one of my classes was like devastated and she's like, Brittany Murphy died. And I was like, what? It was like out of nowhere.
Yeah, she was like, what, 34?
She was really young.
Yeah, she was really young.
Suspicious. There's some suspicion around her death. Patrick Swayze passed away.
Yeah.
For those of you that have listened, you know, since the beginning, Roadhouse was our first episode.
Yeah.
And not to mention Patrick Swayze just
is
known to be just an all-around good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Cronkite, who killed JFK.
Yeah, we covered that a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Billy Mays, that was fairly close to Farrah Fawcett.
Billy Mays here with this rag.
with the burp rag. It absorbs your burps and quiets them down.
Go ahead.
Rest in peace, Billy Mays. Andrew Test Martin from the WWF.
Yes, yeah. My boy. Yeah. My boy.
That was an OSW review reference. Yeah. Dom DeLuise.
Damn.
The classic voice.
Yeah. Of the skateboard and skateboard
of
kid.
Of skateboard and skateboard kid. Yeah. And other things.
Sure.
Ricardo Montalban, which you, if you listen to Sucktastic, we did Spy Kids 3 Game Over, and he had his own
episode of Fantasy Factory.
He had his own episode of Fantasy Factory. Mm-hmm. Ed McMahon, who we mentioned already.
Right.
Music legend Les Paul.
Yeah. I will say with Ed McMahon, I think more about, I mean, obviously he was Johnny Carson's right-hand man. Yeah. He did Star Search. I think more about Phil Hartman as Ed McMahon.
I thought you were going to say Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, but Phil Hartman.
Yes, that is correct,
yes,
sir.
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Oh, righteous one. Yeah.
Yes, oh, righteous one.
David Carradine, who died under
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, we're not even going to beat around the bush.
Yeah, even though he beat his bush, and that's how he died.
Yep.
Keep going.
Okay, David Carradine, who was respected in his own right. The legend John Hughes.
Yeah.
The man who defined the 80s with his movies. Mm-hmm. Natasha Richardson, who was
Liam Neeson's wife.
She, you know, prolific actress in her own right.
Yeah, yeah.
But for a lot of kids our age, she was the mom in the remake of the Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. Yeah. What year was that one? That was like 98, right?
I think it was a little later, 99, 2000.
Either way, yeah. But she was in, that's where I knew her from was the Parent Trap.
Bea Arthur.
Man.
One of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was the first of the Golden Girls to pass away.
I think
away.
So. Yeah.
And I think in orders, Bea Arthur, like Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, and then, of course,
Betty White. Yeah.
Umaga, wrestler Umaga.
Yeah, that was shocking, too.
Yeah.
Because he was in the prime of his career.
Oh, yeah. Part of the classic large Samoan wrestling dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Related somehow to The Rock and current
the Usos.
WWE. World Heavyweight
Roman
Champion
Reigns,
Roman Reigns, you said the Usos, Rikishi, Yokozuna, I think he's Roman Reigns' brother.
Yeah.
You know, the head shrinkers, the wild Samoans, the large family.
They're all family.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the granular, like brother, cousin, whatever, they're all related somehow.
Speaking of someone, you know, a legendary 80s fixture in the WWF, Captain Lou Albano or Lou Albano.
Yeah.
I always get it mixed up because as kids we said Lou Albano, but it's Lou Albano.
Lou Albano. And in memory of Lou, I listened to Miley Cyrus's cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun earlier today.
Yeah. That's great.
I was really thinking about him when I was listening to it.
For those of you that may not get that reference, he was in the video for Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
The Cyndi Lauper original.
The rock and wrestling connection.
Yeah.
The huge thing, Lou Albano is a big part of that with Cyndi Lauper. He's also in the Goonies Are Good Enough video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw him on
a plane. I said, are you Captain Lou Albano?
Very good.
Thank you. That's not. I need to work on my Cyndi Lauper.
But he also was Mario in the Super Mario Brothers.
Hi, Paisanos. You go to hell before you, if you do drugs. You go to hell before you die.
Yeah. Exactly. Rest in peace. Please don't be in hell. Well, no, you go to hell before you die.
Yeah. Exactly. Soupy Sales, the Rev from Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Steve McNair.
Yeah. Another
NFL Pro Bowler.
Super shocking.
Yeah.
Because he had. He wasn't in the NFL anymore.
Right.
But still, like,
the
he was
conditions
only,
of how he died.
He was only,
too.
Like, what, 42?
He was young.
Like
really young. Not far removed from his NFL career.
Yeah.
Playboy Buddy Rose, another wrestling
another
legend.
Wrestler.
Dr. Death
Steve Williams. Yeah.
Pat Hingle, Commissioner Gordon from the Burton movie, or Burton and Schumacher
that
Batman
series.
Movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Henry Gibson, who was in Biodome.
Yeah,
he was like the financier the big
Biodome. Yeah.
James Whitmore who played Brooks Hadlin in Shawshank Redemption.
Brooks was here.
Yeah, Ron Silver, who is the villain in Time Cop.
Yeah.
Al Martino, the smooth sounds of Al Martino from Snow Day.
Oh yeah.
Metallica sucks.
Like Iggy Pop's character.
That was it. I forgot Iggy Pop was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Wayne Alwyn.
Metallica sucks.
Who him and Walt Disney are probably the most famous voices of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And those are some of the bigger deaths of 2009.
Wow. Big names.
Yeah, really big
names. We took a lot of those very seriously.
You guys, as you can hear.
I'm gonna miss Billy Mays in his rag. All right.
Sorry.
Before I said the burp rag, I said Billy Mays here with a rag. Billy Mays here with this rag. I couldn't think of anything. I had to burp, and I was like, I got to do something with this.
The super absorbent shag rag.
So some of the world events, all right? All right. Sorry.
All right. Hear me.
You know. The first, quote-unquote, genesis block of the blockchain of the cryptocurrency and decentralized payment system Bitcoin is established by the creator of the system known as Satoshi Nakamoto.
Mm.
So Bitcoin... Which is established in 2009.
That's a thing now.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Airways Flight 1549 ditches in the Hudson River in an accident that becomes known as the Miracle on the Hudson, as all 155 people on board are rescued. So that Sully,
Captain Sully, Tom Hanks portrayed him.
Yeah. Barack Obama sworn in as the 44th president of the United States, becoming the first African American to hold the office.
We watched that in my honors Brit Lit class.
Yeah, I miss you, Barack.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you. I miss you, Barack.
Please, come back, Barack.
Yeah.
Come back, Barack.
Wow, 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 wow.
Come back, Michelle.
Wow, 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 wow. John Mayer. Anyway, WikiLeaks releases 86 intercepted telephone recordings of politicians and businessmen involved in the 2008 Peru oil scandal.
Oh. I've heard that term before. WikiLeaks.
Ah, yes. I was like, which one? Peru oil scandal.
Politicians scandal, recorded WikiLeaks.
Beaten at the walls of heartache. yeah. Anyway, Patriarch Kirill of Moscow is enthroned as the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church following the death of his predecessor, Alexei II, in 2008. Cool, right?
Interesting.
Is it interesting?
Nope.
The bushfires in Victoria leave 173 dead in the worst natural disaster in Australia's history.
Yep.
NASA's Kepler mission, a space photometer that will search for extrasolar planets.
Photometer! We're looking for extrasolar planets in the Milky Way galaxy!
Fire the photometer!
It's launched. We need to get to Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida, USA, stat!
Florida, USA.
Who are these?
it's a very accurate depiction of an alien.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, that is something that happened. It was from the perspective of these Martians.
Martian,
their first day on Earth.
My favorite Martian.
Mm. Oh, yes, the show. I thought you were saying the Martian men, and I was like, who?
Martian men. I want to be a Martian man.
Albania and Croatia are admitted to NATO. What?
So stupid.
<It's dumb. laughs> Not this bit, but Martian man. Albania and Croatia are admitted to NATO, becoming the newest members of the organization. Space Shuttle Atlantis is launched to refurbish the Hubble Space Telescope on May 11th, landing at Edwards Air Force Base May 24th, to which someone came outside and said, "No, idiot, go to space! We don't want you here!
Go to space!
The telescope is in space, dum-dum!" No. Never made it to the actual telescope. Minecraft gets its first update by Mojang Studios. The outbreak of the H1N1 influenza strain, commonly referred to as swine flu, is deemed a global pandemic.
I remember that.
It's so crazy to think back at that time. Mm-hmm. And they made a big deal about that.
Oh, it was huge.
But it still only seemed like it was all over the place, mm-hmm. but it still seemed really small.
It was. And it was like... Because it just, to go through a pandemic didn't seem realistic, and it only seemed like something that happened in other countries.
Third world countries.
We made jokes that, oh, this person isn't here at Bible study. They must have the swine flu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when there were smaller numbers of people getting it in the U.S., it's still, you know, there's something to be said for it being called a pandemic.
Yeah.
But we just kind of scoffed at it, and I think when COVID... really hit hard, and even before then,
when
there was talks, it was more so in China that it was breaking out, and people were like, "Oh, it's just gonna be like swine flu."
Yeah,
like,
that's
blah,
what I
blah,
thought.
Blah.
I was like, "I mean, that's over. That sucks. That's not coming over
people
here.
People are overthinking it.
Yeah, exactly.
I I don't want to say I wish that were the case because there still was a lot of deaths because of it in other countries. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's you wish it were just kind of overblown in a way.
Yeah.
But we went through, we're going through it. You all know.
Yeah.
You all have been experiencing the same last 2 years that we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. The death of American pop star Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Triggers an outpouring of worldwide grief, online reactions to the event, crippled several major websites and services, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, people were just, he was a god to so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, it was completely devastating to a lot of people.
His funeral's at the Staples Center.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was held at the Staples Center. 2.5 billion people worldwide watched it.
I was one of them. I was watching it.
I didn't.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Right.
I was watching.
I caught it. Yeah. It's an important cultural event.
It's something to
it's like the death of Elvis.
Yeah.
Like that's really the only thing I could compare it to in terms of like gravity.
Yeah. I really became a fan of Michael Jackson's music because of course I knew the hits.
Yeah.
Like I knew but I would kind of like laugh at Michael Jackson, turn my nose up at his music, but I really became a fan because of the constant showing of his videos on VH1 because of his death and hearing his music and like it all just burrowing like these earworms. And then I became, you know, started listening to more and really became a fan of his music.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The longest total solar eclipse of the 21st century, lasting up to 6 minutes and 38.86 seconds, occurs over parts of Asia and the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
Paleontologists announced the discovery of Ardipithecus ramidus fossil skeleton. The discovery of an Ardipithecus... Oh, my God.
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Fucking idiot. announced the discovery of an Ardipithecus ramidus fossil skeleton. It's the oldest remains of human ancestors found.
Like the Australopithecus?
Australopithecus Merimdaminus. Yes. Australopithecus Merimdaminus. Anyway.
We reference that a couple times on Sucktastic. There might be a couple more, but one of these days we'll get around to where it's from and talk about the documentary that it's from.
Yeah, exactly. But for right now,
it's just no context, something random.
It's just a saying Nendonabedis. And Nendonabedis. Anyway, the International Olympic Committee awards Rio de Janeiro the right to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. And then Avatar is released in theaters, breaking many box office records, including becoming the highest grossing movie at the time.
Yep.
There were a ton of world events.
Oh, yeah.
But as you'll find, of our categories in these episodes, we're going to miss a lot.
Oh, of course.
We get it.
Same with any of the subjects we're covering. Like with movies.
Yeah.
I was going through IMDb, because the way that I get movies on here is I'll go through like 10 pages of like IMDb movie releases just to pick up on whatever, because they're going to be something that was of note, but is like on page 5 or 6 instead of like right at the top on page 1 or 2.
Yep.
And going through it.
It's the same with albums.
Yeah. And
TV shows.
Yeah. And I'll transition into movies now.
But we're not going to cover every single thing
so,
that came out.
So if you're following along at home on IMDb as you listen and you see something, you're like, I like that movie, blah, blah, and you don't hear it, it's either A, I didn't see it, didn't hear much about it, or I don't know. It was hard not to hear much about some of the bigger movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the
like
things
Abaddon.
Sort of like, maybe I didn't care as much.
Sure.
And then there's inexplicably some stuff on here I didn't see that maybe I didn't care, but I still just put.
Yes.
It was a random selection.
Yes.
But the first one, Inglourious Bastards.
Yep.
Which,
still haven't seen it.
Yeah. But it was a huge
deal. Oh, absolutely.
Wildly popular.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yep.
You'd mentioned Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Abaddon.
In later years, in retrospect, there are people who still like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for good reason. I think it deserved some of those awards. But they were like the way it was formatted in its release, like the big IMAX 3D experience.
Yeah, the visual experience was really mind-blowing.
I've heard people in years following to where they watch it at home, and they're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, this story is dumb. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
It was an experience in the theaters. We
Yeah.
had friends who saw it in the theaters, and they're like, it was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And then they watch it again and they're like, this is not as good as I remember.
Right. It's a theater experience.
Exactly. But you know what? That's the way you sell the movie sometimes. Yep. That's what got asses in the seats. Exactly. That's what had it break box office records.
Yep.
Is the theater experience.
Yep.
And James Cameron made his nut on that movie based upon that theater experience. Mm-hmm. So he won out the day.
Yeah, exactly.
The Hangover, which was, it's seen as a modern comedy classic. For good reason.
I can definitely see that.
The first one, definitely.
I remember seeing the first one in theaters.
Yeah. Saw the second one in theaters. It wasn't as good. Saw the third one.
No.
Is there a fourth one?
I don't know. Yeah. The first one, though, seeing that in theaters, I mean, it was for our 18th birthday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's for our 18th birthday with a couple friends, and it was hilarious.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
Zombieland, which kind of had like a groundswell of popularity.
Yeah.
You know, not many people had much to think about it, and then it became super popular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Watchmen.
Yeah.
Which is such a dense thing. It's based on a graphic novel, based on one of the more famous graphic novels. Yeah.
Kind of exploring the imperfections of superheroes.
It's like an anti-superhero story.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Into an anti-superhero movie.
Yeah.
Like, what if superheroes were given carte blanche?
Yeah.
And things like the biggest thing that provided a sea change for the whole world was this character, Dr. Manhattan, who is an otherworldly like character. Wasn't he manufactured?
I can't remember. Either way, he's the most powerful being.
He's a godlike superhero.
Yeah.
And he was told to go over to Vietnam and essentially end the war.
Yeah.
And that caused a whole chain of events that causes a negative like the whole chain of negative events.
Yeah.
But that's it's a very dense. It's a good read if you can if you can follow everything.
Right.
But it's very dense, and it was quite the feat to bring it to screen.
Yeah.
So Zack Snyder, of course, stepped up.
Speaking of visuals, he makes very beautiful looking movies.
It's a, from page to screen.
Yeah.
It's highly touted as one of the better comic book adaptations, but it's one of those things where there's a theatrical release, and now what he's become notorious for, a Zack Snyder cut, which is seen as the more superior version because it's given more room to breathe.
He is very much a comic book fan.
Oh,
he,
of course.
He adapts graphic novels, but also like kind of the Sucker Punch. That was a graphic novel.
Yeah.
And how many people heard of Sucker Punch outside of the comic book world before that movie came out?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a fan, and he a lot of his stuff are passion projects, and he wants it to be good, and you can tell. So
Sucker Punch visually... good visuals. Mm-hmm. Movie wasn't very good.
Right.
But
I never saw it.
But Watchmen, though, it's polarizing in a way, but it has a wider fan base than more negative reviews.
Yeah, even a lot of the Zack Snyder haters or whatever, they will admit, like, Watchmen is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sherlock Holmes,
I remember,
Robert Downey Jr., that's a cool movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
Coraline, which has a big fan base.
Coraline in the City.
Yeah, exactly. With Leah Thompson.
Coraline Ray.
Yeah, Coraline
from
Ray.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, exactly. Coraline, it's very Tim Burton-esque. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm.
The Blind Side, which
Big Mike!
Which, if you watch that movie several times, I forgot that it wasn't like a Christian movie.
Yeah, it was very... the narrative was spun in such a way that is very heavy-handed, like a Christian movie.
Yeah.
Even the way it was shot, like just the way the movie looked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
It's not that good of a movie.
It's really not. And I remember when I first saw it, I was like, "That's amazing! Michael Orr is one of my favorite players now." And then come to find out, Michael Orr's like, that white lady didn't teach me how to play football.
This movie makes me look stupid.
Yeah, I already knew. I was playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't need to teach me how to play football.
It's a tailor-made white savior film.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not like, this isn't like a political, like, social justice warrior move, but it's like, it's clearly a narrative they're trying to spin.
Yeah.
And it's, you just point it out.
I am the way I am because of these white people.
Yeah. And it's a case of misrepresentation is what sticks in my craw.
Yeah.
Is now people are going to see this and they're going to think this is the story.
Yeah.
Because this is on screen, and why would this movie lie to me? It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I don't know.
It's a dumb movie.
At the end of the day, it's a stupid movie.
Yeah. Somewhere in our archives, there's an episode to where I give a synopsis of the movie, and
it's very, it's very accurate.
Uh-huh. Which Sandra Bullock won the Oscar for The Blind Side. What she should have won it for was The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, or Love Potion Number 9. Love Potion with Number Tate 9. Donovan.
Speed 2 Cruise Control with Jason Patrick and Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Star Trek, the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie.
I liked it.
It was cool. District 9.
Mm-hmm.
Couples Retreat with Kristen Bell and Vince Vaughn and Jason
John
Bateman
Favreau.
And John Favreau.
Do you know the story, though, about, like, I think, I've never seen it, but there's a scene where John Favreau, it's alluding to the fact that he's about to masturbate to, like, a picture of, like, a swimsuit model.
Right.
And the picture of the swimsuit model, they didn't get that model's permission to use it, and so I think she, like, sued them because that's disgusting.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel violated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... No, that's
I believe
no,
that's the
yeah,
story.
No bueno. Yeah.
So cancel John Favreau.
Yes.
No, don't do that.
500 Days of Summer, which is a good movie.
Yeah, I remember that movie pissed me off when I first saw it.
X-Men Origins Wolverine. Which
I liked it when I first
saw
it
in theaters. It's been this day. It's still the only big screen portrayal of
Gambit. Yeah.
Which we gotta. Oh,
yeah. God. Hindsight, it's not a very good movie.
No, it's not. But I also want there to be the Gambit movie, which Marvel has indefinitely shelved.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. Up, which...
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's unbelievably, like, massively popular.
Oh, yeah. And they gut punch you.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it is. And everybody says first... 15 minutes. Yeah. Like, I was crying after the first 15 minutes. Like, yeah, sure, for good reason.
Then I turn the movie off.
That was the great movie. And it turns it off.
It says, before you get up, we got to bring you down.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I like that movie.
A funny movie.
One of the only two Wes Anderson movies I've seen.
Yeah.
The other one being
Life Aquatic.
Steve Zissou.
Yeah. Fast and Furious, which is one of, I think that's the sixth Fast and the Furious movie.
Know.
G.I. Joe.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Who was supposed to be Gambit.
Yep.
Twilight, New Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's Body.
Oh, yeah, Megan Fox.
Yeah, Disney's Princess and the Frog, which I think to this day is the last, like, 2D animated Disney movie. Disney's Human Centipede.
What? Hold on.
Just making sure you're paying attention.
No, good job.
The Friday the 13th remake, which, like, the remake kind of compiles the first three movies and puts it in this one.
It gives it back to being serious.
Yeah. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which we saw that in theaters after said mission trip. Mission trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not very good.
Waste of money.
Yeah. I didn't pay for the ticket.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did. I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know.
Adventureland, which that's a little new
movie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart, Ryan Reynolds,
Jesse Eisenberg, Martin Starr.
Yeah.
The Time Traveler's Wife with Rachel McAdams and Eric Bana.
Ah, the Hulk. I can't wait till a 2003 episode.
Me too.
Ang Lee.
Terminator Salvation.
Yeah.
That's one with Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the Air. That's where Kevin Bacon plays basketball in Africa.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
No, that's the air up there.
Up in the Air, that's George Clooney,
George Clooney, and that's, I think, where Anna Kendrick really...
Wasn't that filmed in St. Louis?
I think so.
Remember, like, seeing in the paper or, like, seeing on... local news that like George Clooney was coming to St. Louis to film a movie.
I think that's the one.
Okay.
Like Vera Farmiga and Anna Kendrick.
I think that's the one.
Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Evolution, for all you Dragon Ball Z fans out there, your favorite movie.
Dragon Ball Appropriation.
Hey. Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I have seen that movie.
Yeah.
And that's...
Further giving a spotlight to the obnoxious Kevin James.
Yep.
I Love You, Man, which is
a great movie.
Paul Rudd, Jason Segel.
Oh, man. That movie's great.
That's a funny, funny movie.
Yeah, it's, it has heart to
get,
it.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
I love you, man. Like, it's great.
It's a great
movie.
Yeah. Precious, which I remember watching that movie.
Sucks. Yeah. I'm not saying that because it's like super popular and I get annoyed sometimes with super popular things. No, that movie's not very good.
Yeah.
Then like, again, I watched it and I was like, what's the big deal?
I was 20 when we watched it. Yeah. We were like 19, 20 when we watched it. So like, I was like, I don't think this movie's for me.
Just sitting and like not taking into account cultural importance and stuff like that. I'm like, this movie's not very good.
Yeah.
I was like, why is it getting all this hype?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Yeah. And again, that was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Land of the Lost, the box office bomb that remade the 70s TV show.
Will Ferrell. Yeah.
And Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Funny People, Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel. Year One.
Oh, yeah.
With Jack Black and Michael Cera. Mm-hmm. Fanboys, a really underappreciated movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It's, you know, it takes place
Kristen Stewart's in that one too, right?
Kristen Bell.
It takes
place in 1999, right before Star Wars The Phantom Menace comes out.
Yeah.
And these friends all own a comic book store and they're all huge Star Wars fans and their buddy has a terminal disease.
Yeah,
and
so they're trying to get him to the premiere. Yeah,
they're trying to get him to Lucas's compound to see it before he passes away,
which
is right before the premiere of Star Wars Episode One.
Okay, that's right.
Great movie.
I've only seen it once, but
it's really great. Yeah. Whip It, which is another good movie.
Oh, yeah, Ellen Page.
Just Drew Barrymore directed it. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. I like that
movie. Or Elliot Page.
Yes, Elliot Page. I like that movie,
Hannah Montana, the movie.
The Squeakquel.
Extract, which is a Mike Judge movie.
It's Jason Bateman and Mila Kunis, right?
A lot of people say it's really funny.
I'm not surprised.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
All About Steve, which completes the Sandra Bullock trifecta of 2009. Black Dynamite with Michael Jai White, which just parodies blaxploitation movies. Notorious, about Notorious B.I.G. Bruno. Hey, it's me, Bruno.
Stop. I'm Bruno. Our friend Matt Hudnut. I remember, I think it was at church or one of the times
they
we went
showed
over
it
to
at
his
church.
House because we went in high school. We went over to his house so many times. It's like every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him saying, yeah, me and a buddy of mine went and saw Bruno and we walked out.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. G-Force, it's that animated movie about
guinea pigs.
Hamsters or guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I assume guinea pigs because G-Force.
Ah, that makes sense. Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Saw 6, Old Dogs.
Saw 6 what?
Saw 6 people, go see Saw 6.
Ah, okay.
Old Dogs with John Travolta and Robin Williams.
Yeah, very, very in the genre of old people movies.
Yeah.
Not movies with old people in them, but movies that old people feel safe watching.
Uh-huh. Like that, Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah.
Christmas
Wild
Carol.
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Which is what I was thinking of and not Old Dogs.
Oh, Wild Hogs, Old Dogs. Dropping Logs in the toilet.
In the toilet. Off, cross it off your bucket list.
Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol. Play the Game, which is a movie that I'd never heard of, but apparently it's a movie where Andy Griffith plays a grandpa whose ladies' man grandson shows him the tricks of the trade.
What?
So, now, back when I had to wear prophylactics, you just wrap an animal pelt around your willy. Exactly. What is this nowadays? Genital piercings?
I don't quite understand it.
I don't think I ever want to watch that movie.
No. I actually kind of do. Now.
Yeah.
Well, just read the synopsis.
Another true to the material on-screen adaptation, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Mm.
Pink Panther 2, the Steve Martin one.
I love Steve Martin, but I've never seen those Pink Panther movies.
Yeah. Madea Goes to Jail, Band Slam, Bride Wars with Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah.
The Perfect Game with it's where Cheech Marin throws a perfect game.
What?
No, he's
in
the
movie. That's awesome.
No, he's in the movie. I don't know what he does. Get
I'm not
low.
Your uncle.
Yeah. Get Low. Universal Soldier, Regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas Brothers, 3D Concert.
Cool.
Director Neil Breen's I'm Here. Ellipses Now.
Yes.
Neil Breen's movies, which have in the last 15 years been synonymously the
worst movies ever made.
Yeah. Curious George 2, Follow That Monkey.
Careless George.
Curious George. Yes. Curious George.
Careless George gives away secrets.
Gives away Russian secrets.
Yeah.
A movie that played on the same double bill, drive-in double bill, Evil Bong 2, King Bong. And then finally, the sequel to Forrest Gump, Run, Bitch, Run.
All my favorite movies. All right, got some albums. So we're going to do... I'm going to do albums, and then on these albums... You know, if it's an album that had like a radio hit or like a pretty well-known song, mm-hmm. I'll try and point that out. And then at the end here, I've got some like some like loose threads, like just songs, like Asher Roth's College or something. So albums, it's Blitz from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Humbug from the Arctic Monkeys, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix by Phoenix, which had that song 1901, which is played in like car commercials and stuff. Falling, falling, falling. That one.
Falling.
You would know it if you heard it.
Yeah, because you just keep saying the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, dum, dum, eating, dum, dum. Well, that sounds more like Shock the Monkey.
I just have to hear it.
You'll hear it. Yeah. You'll hear it right now. This is where you edited it.
No, keep going.
Florence and the Machine, their album Lungs, which had Dog Days Are Over on it.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yes, I do.
XX from The XX. The Ecstatic from Mos Def. Born Like This, MF Doom. Man on the Moon, The End of the Day. Kid Cudi, which got rave reviews. Relapse from Eminem, which had We Made You was one of the big singles off that. The Blueprint 3 from Jay-Z, which had Empire State of Mind with Alicia Keys, which is a massively popular song, which further gives New Yorkers big heads about how great New York is.
Nope.
Anyway, The State of Us. No, The State... I wrote these and my handwriting sometimes is chicken scratch. The State versus Radrick Davis, Gucci Mane. Attention Deficit from Wale. Deeper Than Rap, Rick Ross. Before I Self-Destruct, 50 Cent. Brand New Eyes from Paramore, which had The Only Exception on it.
Yeah.
Beggars from Thrice.
Ooh, yeah.
Daisy from Brand New.
Mm.
Them Crooked Vultures from Them Crooked Vultures. This Is War from 30 Seconds to Mars, which had the song This Is War. Yeah. Which, fun fact... Jared Leto is a full-on cult leader.
Yeah,
so,
screw that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I heard Morbius sucked, so...
Yeah, exactly. So screw you even harder.
Further shows that Sony can't make a good superhero movie.
Yeah, exactly. 21st Century Breakdown from Green Day, which Know Your Enemy and 21 Guns, stuff like that. Wilco, The Album by Wilco. The Resistance from Muse, which had Uprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backspacer from Pearl Jam. The Fixer was the big single off that. But
that was a Target exclusive.
Yeah, it's just a great album. Black Gives Way to Blue from Alice in Chains, which was their first album with William... the guy that replaced Lane.
Yeah, I can't...
William Duvall.
William Duvall.
Yeah. Animal Collective, Meriwether Post... Position? Oh, no. Meriwether Post Pavilion. Sorry. The Fame Monster from Lady Gaga... Which originally they wanted it to be a reissue of her album from the previous year, The Fame, which had those monster songs that blew her up. But she decided to make it like an 8-song EP, which is where we get Bad Romance from. 21 Pilots, Actor from St. Vincent, Rated R from Rihanna, Ratitude from Weezer, that's one with the flying dog on it, So Far Gone from Drake. The END, Black Eyed Peas, which has I Got a Feeling and Boom Boom Pow, which fucking dominated the charts in 2009. I Got a Feeling was so popular that I think it was the next year. I started and Steven ended up joining in our like worship band at church playing guitar. And one of the knights, one of the like young worship leaders that was leading that night wanted to play I Got a Feeling. And at the time, I'm like, oh, cool. We're playing something other than worship songs. Mm-hmm. And like, this is a really popular song.
Yeah.
And us as a band, like, we're playing this. This is cool. I feel like we're in a real band. I look back and I'm like, why did we do that?
I don't know.
It literally was just this young kid wanted to show off mm-hmm. and play a popular song. But anyway, whenever I think of that song, I think of that. We played the song really well, by the way.
Oh, well, excellent.
Crack the Sky from Mastodon, Sigh No More from Mumford & Sons. Mm.
That was a big...
ushered in that, like, folk renaissance mm-hmm. of the early 2010s.
Yeah.
It's like, of Monsters and... Mm-hmm. Of Monsters and Men?
Just a lot of banjo-driven...
Yeah, exactly.
Folky.
That's that folk uprising mm-hmm. of the early 2000s. And, of course, Little Lion Man mm-hmm. dominated the radio.
I remember watching...
Yeah.
That video before they blew up at the aforementioned Matt Hudnut's house. And we watched it like a few times and we're like, man, this is great. And then
it almost seemed like the next day.
Yeah, they
like
just blew,
that song
it
was on the radio.
This and the what's the other one? The Cave?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember. We were watching those videos
a
lot.
Yes, it was the mm-hmm. Cave. I mean, it's a good album. I listened to it quite a bit.
They just got super, super popular. And it was at the time mm-hmm. where I just was really jaded towards anything that got massively popular.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again from Demi Lovato, She-Wolf from Shakira, which the song She-Wolf mm-hmm. was really popular.
Demi Lovato doesn't want us to offend aliens. She's really adamant about that.
Yeah, which we've already done.
Yeah, we've already... I think humankind has offended aliens 12 million times over.
Yeah, I think things operate differently in different galaxies, mm-hmm. just saying.
Yeah.
Kiss and Tell from Selena Gomez in the Scene. LaRue by LaRue, that song Bulletproof, that was really popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good song. The Time of Our Lives, Miley Cyrus, which had The Climb and Party in the USA. Holy smokes was that song. I'm telling you all like you didn't live through
most
this.
Most of you who are listening, I know you mentioned earlier people who are listening who might have been little kids. I don't know how many of those listeners we have, but I do know the ones that we do have. I think it's safe to say
every single listener that we have was alive.
And they knew how
that
big
a
lot of these songs were.
Yeah, exactly. Ocean Eyes from Owl City, which had that song Fireflies, which was big too. All I Ever Wanted from Kelly Clarkson, which had My Life Would Suck Without You. My World from Justin Bieber. Breakthrough, Colby Calais, which had that Fallen For You song. The Fray, which had You Found Me.
Mm-hmm.
You Found Me! Wide Open from Jason Aldean. Defy Gravity from Keith Urban. Keep On Loving You from Reba. Feel the Fire from Dierks Bentley. Play On from Carrie Underwood. Revolution by Miranda Lambert. Unstoppable from Rascal Flatts. Carolina from Eric Church. Doing My Thing from Luke Bryan. And then Southern Voice from Tim McGraw. And some of the big songs, aside from a lot of the ones that I named, New Divide from Linkin Park, which is mm-hmm. on the Transformers 2 soundtrack. I Love College from Asher Roth.
Yeah.
What a stupid song.
Mm-hmm.
Right Round from Flo Rida.
Mm.
You guys know that one.
Yeah.
You spin my head right around.
Yeah,
right
that
around.
One. That's the one.
What You Say from Jason Derulo. Good Girls Go Bad from Cobra Starship, and I'm on a Boat from The Lonely Island.
The Lonely Island.
Yes.
Let's see what television shows debuted in 2009. Because, of course, you had the ones that started a few years earlier, like The American Office, which was chugging along in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
But here's just all the stuff that debuted in 2009. Modern Family.
Give it to me.
I Am.
Oh, okay.
Modern Family.
Brilliant.
16 and Pregnant. Which, you know,
that 2009? I feel like that was around before that.
No, because some of these I thought that too, and I looked it up. The first 30 for 30 debuted.
Really? 2009.
King's Ransom.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the Wayne Gretzky one.
Mm-hmm. American Ninja Warrior.
Nice.
Archer.
Yeah.
The Beast, which Patrick Swayze starred in that. It's an A&E show.
Oh, yeah.
And he died in the middle of production, I think maybe the second season.
Oh man.
Baseball Seasons on MLB Network.
Right. The MLB Network debuted in 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bud Selig was like, every game will end in a tie. Sorry, go ahead.
Bully Beatdown.
Yeah, I remember that show. Yeah.
Big Time Rush, Cake Boss, Campus PD, which shows like Bully, anything on G4 or MTV, yeah, we watched a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Not everything, because yeah, Jersey Shore despised that show.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bully Beatdown.
Yeah.
And not 16 and Pregnant. We were selective, but
it's what Bully, that was, there were a couple shows on there that we didn't like carve out time in our schedule to watch, mm-hmm, but if we're flipping around, we're like, yeah, oh, Bully Beatdown.
Campus PD.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made.
Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Yeah.
Charm School with Ricky Lake. So I think Monique was the first season, and yeah, then
Ricky
Sharon.
Lake was the,
Ricky Lake was the third season.
Yeah. So it was the mix of the Rock of Love girls and the Flavor of
yeah,
Love girls.
Chopped.
Yeah.
Just watched a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Community.
Yeah.
Funny show.
Great show.
Conspiracy Theories with Jesse Ventura.
My name's Jesse Ventura.
I was a frog man in Vietnam.
No, I wasn't a frog man in Vietnam.
Daisy of Love. Which
yes,
I remember when
watched
that debuted,
yep,
but only a couple years ago did we actually sit down and watch every episode. And
I remember watching every episode when it came out.
I remember watching a few episodes.
Maybe I just watched every
episode.
You
might
have.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Deadliest Warrior, which we watched a lot, especially when it went on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun show.
It was. Doing Da Vinci, which is on Skinemax.
Oh.
Not really.
He's a man out of time.
For the love of Ray J.
I remember that.
Full Throttle Saloon.
I remember
which
watching
on,
that quite True a bit.
True TV.
Yeah,
we watched that a lot.
You just reminded me of that show just now, and now I want to go home and see if
see
it's
if
on any of the streaming
yeah,
services.
Glee, that stupid singing show,
yeah,
all those karaoke
care,
songs.
Yep.
The Good Wife.
Yeah.
With Julianna Margulies.
No, she wouldn't do that. She's a good wife.
Hoarders. Yeah. Watched a lot of that.
Yep.
I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Didn't watch any of that.
Yeah. Then the next show, I'm Pregnant and I didn't
and
know
I also
it.
Still don't know I'm pregnant, even though people told me I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Important Things with Dimitri Martin.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
His stand-up was definitely better
yeah,
in the show.
Oh, yeah.
When Conan O'Brien took over The Tonight Show.
Yeah,
so
I remember
from
that.
2009 to 2010, and then yeah, Jay Leno was a whiny little baby and wanted it
yeah,
back.
Come on, I got to do it for the kids.
I think,
come on, I got to get more cars. Yeah.
I think he fared better. Conan went to TBS and had an 11-year
yeah,
legendary run.
And Jay Leno's not on TV anymore.
Exactly.
So
Jay Leno just became a punchline.
Yep.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
The League.
Yeah.
NCIS Los Angeles.
I keep saying, yeah. Yeah, like, yep, you're correct.
Yeah. NCI Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Yeah, Parks
I love
and Rec,
that show,
which started, most people were like, oh, this is just going to be a copy of The Office. But it second season, it became its own show.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
it's great.
I would put it head to head with The Office. I love them both.
Yeah,
but
me personally, that is one of those shows that I'd be comfortable telling someone to skip the first season.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just from second season on,
it's a brilliant show.
Yeah, exactly.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Ricardo
Montalban.
Yeah.
It's another show we'd watch all the time at Matt Hudnut's house.
Yep.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, which we
watched
every
that,
episode
yeah,
of that.
We yep, spent a lot of time indoors.
We, especially in high school, we spent a lot of time watching television,
when we
especially
say,
over the summer.
When we say we were really boring in high school, that's not us trying to be modest.
No.
Like, we didn't go out and do anything.
Yeah. No, but that was, like, I preferred it that way.
Yeah,
I wasn't
too,
interested in going out and
same,
partying.
Yeah.
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Search for the Perfect Girlfriend. And then Secret Girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
But I found the perfect girlfriend.
Sorry, I like to have my cake and eat it too.
That's enough.
Sorry.
Shh, Silent Library.
For
I Am Teen Mom.
So 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom?
I think that was the same year. Tosh.0.
Yeah.
Watched that pretty steadily for a few years.
Yeah.
Ultimate Parkour Challenge. Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Web Soup.
Yeah.
With Chris Hardwick. World's Strictest Parents.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to do some sports.
Sports.
The year 2009 in sports.
Speaking of Lonely Island, we like sports and we don't care who knows.
Yeah, exactly. So only going to cover football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and then I have some pro wrestling. In 2009, Super Bowl 43, the Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals, and MVP was Santonio Holmes. Yeah, exactly, as one of our friends Cody used to call him. And so that was for 2008, but it took place in 2009.
Right.
For the 2009 season, the Saints ended up winning the Super Bowl against the Colts. So that was a big deal. Drew Brees was the Super Bowl MVP. Back 2009, BCS National Championship. At the Orange Bowl, the Gators beat the Sooners. That was the National Championship. The Cowboys played their first game in the new Cowboys Stadium. The Lions defeated the Redskins. What's their name now? They're not the Redskins anymore.
No, Cruz.
This is Washington. The Washington football team. To end a 19-game losing streak dating back to December 2007. The Lions. And
Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
Yeah. So in baseball, Japan won the 2009 World Baseball Classic. New York City opens two new ballparks, the new Yankee Stadium for the New York Yankees and Citi Field for the New York Mets.
I wish I could have gone to the Yankee Stadium.
I know, yeah.
And it's renovated
the house
state.
That Ruth built.
Yeah, well, it was renovated in the 70s.
Right, right.
So it wasn't the completely original Yankee Stadium,
yeah.
But after its renovation until 2009,
yeah.
That iconic Yankee Stadium.
It had its fair share of moments.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, when it was renovated.
Like a shitty Yankees 80s team.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking more in terms of like Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, sure.
Mark Burley of the White Sox throws the 18th perfect game in Major League history.
Isn't he from St. Louis?
He is from Illinois.
Illinois, yeah.
Yeah. He's... It's kind of I always got the impression he was St. Louis adjacent.
Yeah,
I don't know. The New York Yankees defeat the Phillies 4-2. Mm-hmm. They won their 27th World Series championship, and noted porn consumer Hideki Matsui is named the World Series MVP.
Christ, is that for real?
I mean, that was one of the things of the things I remember the most about Hideki Matsui is someone said he had a gigantic porn collection.
My goodness, Hideki.
Huh? He's pulling his Hideki.
I was trying to figure out a way to tastefully make that joke, but if you're saying Hideki, then I don't know if that's very tasteful.
Yeah, I don't care. Anyway.
It's my show, your show, too.
Yeah, it's my
show
and your show, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Ricky Henderson and Jim Rice were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm, love Ricky Henderson.
Mm, me, too. Henderson's first year of eligibility and is Jim Rice's last.
Mm.
And then Joe Gordon was inducted following his election by the Veterans Committee.
Yeah.
And Tony Kubek got the Ford Frick Award. The MVPs of the American League, Joe Mauer. National League was Albert Pujols. And Cy Young in the American League, Zach Greinke. National League was Ten Lincecum. For basketball, the Tar Heels beat Michigan State for the national title. It was Tar Heels' fifth national title, so North Carolina versus Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA Finals, the Lakers beat the Magic in 5 games. Kobe Bryant was the finals MVP.
R.I.P.
Yep. To hockey, the top draft pick in 2009 was Steven Stamkos.
All right.
Of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ.
Stamkos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just two-time, yeah.
Yep. The MVP, or the President's Trophy, went to the Sharks, San Jose Sharks. The MVP of the season was Alexander Ovechkin. Top scorer was Evgeny Malkin. The playoffs MVP was Evgeny Malkin. The Penguins beat the Red Wings in 7 games. I remember watching that 7th game. Tim Thomas won the Vezina. Steve Mason won the Calder, which is the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Vezina, for those of you who don't know, is the best goalie in the league.
And he had a good 3 years, Tim Thomas.
Yeah. Alex Ovechkin won the Hart Trophy, which is the MVP. Evgeny Malkin led the league in assists and points, and Ovechkin led the league in goals. And then, last but not least, wrestling. What I ended up doing, because 2009, we didn't watch wrestling that much.
No, we've always kept an eye, even if we weren't really invested.
Yeah.
But 2009 was kind of one of those like island years. That 2011 tour, you're like, oh,
yeah,
that happened. That he was there, she was there.
Yeah. So I kind of just took a screenshot of some Pro Wrestling Illustrated awards, and then same with the Wrestling Observer, which is a dirt sheet. PWI Wrestler of the Year is Randy Orton.
Okay. Yeah.
PWI Tag Team of the Year is Team 3D. So Brother Ray and Brother Devon
from
TNA. Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley when they were
the
in
The Dudley
TNA.
Boys.
Yeah, the Dudley Boys. Match of the year was The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25. The feud of the year was Randy Orton versus Triple H, which I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
That was an intense
feud. I wish
feud.
The blow-off at WrestleMania 25 would have been a little better.
Yeah, but it got overshadowed.
But the thing is, people were so exhausted from The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most popular wrestler of the year, Jeff Hardy. Most hated wrestler of the year, Randy Orton, which is a complete compliment.
Yeah. Because
he was the biggest heel
in the
company.
He had a resurgence in 2009 as a main eventer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Comeback of the year is Jerry Lynn.
Jerry Lynn.
Most improved wrestler of the year is John Morrison. Most inspirational wrestler of the year is Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got inducted into the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
and he was in a match at WrestleMania that
and
year.
And the next month, he faced Chris Jericho in a one-on-one
yeah.
and tore it up.
He was still
a man
Ricky the Dragon
60s.
Steamboat. Yeah, exactly. And
he looked great.
He's still in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the Year, it says Mike Seidel, but I assume it means
Matt Seidel.
He's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he became Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne.
Yeah.
I loved watching Evan Bourne.
Oh, it was great. A great Shooting Star Press.
Mm-hmm.
Woman of the Year is Mickey James.
Nice.
Lifetime Achievements, Vince McMahon.
Mr. McMahon.
Which it's like,
whatever.
Why that year?
Yeah,
did
why specifically 2009?
Yeah. So for Wrestling Observer, the wrestler of the year was Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Most outstanding was Bryan Danielson.
Daniel Bryan, but also Bryan Danielson.
Bryan Danielson.
AEW.
Yeah. Feud of the year is Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk. Tag Team of the year is the Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli,
which
is Cesaro.
Cesaro, and then
who
is he
Chris
in
Hero
NXT?
Become?
He was Cassie Sono
yeah.
in NXT.
Yeah. Most improved is The Miz, and the best on interviews is Chris Jericho. Had some notes. Mania 25 was in Houston. It was the last WrestleMania to feature the WWE resurgence of ECW.
Yeah.
Notable matches. Triple H vs. Orton for the WWE title. Cena vs. Edge vs. Big Show for the world title. Yes. You get that famous spot of the double attitude adjustment
mm-hmm.
to where he's got Edge and Big Show mm-hmm. on his shoulders,
yeah.
both of them, which is an incredible show
of course.
Strength. Shawn Michaels vs. The Undertaker. Which it would be this match and then WrestleMania 26 would be their series of matches that mm-hmm. are legendary. Jericho versus Steamboat, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Jimmy Snuka. CM Punk won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And then real quick, the Hall of Fame inductees that year were Stone Cold Steve Austin, mm-hmm. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Cowboy Bill Watts, Howard Finkel, Coco Beware. The groups were the Funks, so Terry Funk and Dory Funk Jr., and the Von Erichs.
Screw Cowboy Bill Watts, the racist asshole.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, he left an indelible mark in the wrestling industry.
But it always needs to be followed up by. But
absolutely.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, and just his wrestling philosophy was fucked up in a lot of ways. Anyway, go ahead.
So real quick, I think video games is our last subject here. Mm-hmm. So real quick through video games, huge like. Ever so, like the 90s were, of course, there was an explosion.
Boom, yeah.
There was a boom. The 2000s, this is when we really, I mean.
Because you're getting online play.
Online, we saw, you know, the introduction of the Xbox, PlayStation 2, and then PlayStation 3, Xbox 360,
just
the Wii.
The things you could start doing with video games
Not
and
to mention
consoles and stuff.
Video game franchises.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
There's an
God
influx
of
Guitar Hero, like DLC packages.
Halo.
And but Bigfoot Collision Course, which it's not, you're not hunting Bigfoot, it's the monster truck.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Saints Row 2,
mm-hmm.
Mirror's Edge, Lord of the Rings Conquest, Street Fighter 4. The GTA ones, I'm going to say, are the DLC and the downloadable packs.
Yeah.
GTA 4, The Lost and the Damned.
Yeah. Played a little bit of that.
Yeah. Halo Wars, MLB 2K9, MLB 09, The Show,
mm-hmm.
Tomb Raider Underworld, Grey's Anatomy, the video game. Grey's Anatomy has been on TV. We'll talk about it in 2005.
Yeah.
We'll mention it in 2005. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy is still on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Resident Evil 5. GTA China Wars on DS, Pokemon Platinum on DS, WWE Legends of WrestleMania, which that's cool because couldn't you download your SmackDown vs. Raw 2010 roster
you
onto there?
You can, and the idea of it is cool. There are cool features on there, but a huge criticism against it is the control scheme. The controls, like it's not typical, like at that point, the SmackDown vs. Raw, like THQ control scheme. This is something that's different.
Yeah.
It's more akin to like, It's arcade style. It's more akin to like a Legends of Wrestling game.
It very much. I remember watching the trailer for it and getting very much Legends of Wrestling, Showdown, Legends of Wrestling vibes.
It's a cool idea in that you can relive WrestleMania moments.
Yeah.
And they built into the game, like, I love a good what if scenario.
Yeah.
Like, what if Hogan didn't slam Andre? Yeah. What if Andre won that match? And from what I understand, they give you an insight as to like, what if, you know, if Andre had won, here's what would have transpired.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of that sounded cool, but it doesn't seem like it's worth the frustration of the controls.
Yeah. Still a cool concept.
Oh, yeah.
You can ingratiate the newer roster with the roster of legends.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero Metallica, which is Guitar Hero, just all Metallica songs.
It came with a special, like, Gibson Explorer.
Yeah, like the James Hetfield guitar.
Yeah.
TNA Wrestling, which I hear is a very good game.
I do hear that that's a very
good game.
It has
its limitations. It's not as in-depth or as engrossing as a SmackDown vs. Raw game.
Yeah, when we say it's a really good game, it did really cool things with the Ultimate X match.
Yeah, and like
in the X Division.
Like, the controls were good.
Yeah.
I heard the story was pretty good.
Yeah.
Dance Dance Revolution, Disney Grooves. Hannah Montana, the movie, the game. The sequel to that.
The movie, the game, the climb.
Yeah. And then the sequel to that, Godfather Part Two, the game.
Ah, yes.
Plants vs. Zombies, which is super popular.
Yeah.
Garfield Gets Real, and it's Garfield.
Uh-oh.
It's Garfield smoking, sitting on a stool, talking about existential issues and hot button topics.
Garfield Gets Real.
Let me tell you about this thing.
Let me tell you
insert issue here.
Yeah. Oh, so I have to find the
issues. It's a choose your own adventure game.
You the player have to find the issues, and then you drag and drop it
and then,
into that. And Garfield has pre-written.
Garfield has a filibuster about it.
Yeah, about every subject that's on there.
Sims 3, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10.
Okay.
Guitar Hero on Tour Modern Hits. So this is one of those, I think, downloadable packs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock Band Unplugged on PSP. Ghostbusters
Unplugged.
The video game. Yeah, I don't know. Ghostbusters the video game, which many people who've played it said it's like the unofficial threequel of Ghostbusters.
Which, to you listeners, I know what the concept of Unplugged is.
Right.
Like like the MTV Unplugged and stuff when bands unplug. How do you do that with a Rock Band game?
It's on PSP.
Yeah.
Whatever. A Guitar Hero Smash Hits, The Punisher No Mercy, Rock Band Country Track Pack, Fat Princess.
Rock Band, the Howard Stern's Whack Pack.
Yes. All
it's
right.
Beetlejuice.
I'm playing as Beetlejuice. All right. The
Stuttering Lonnie or whoever.
Eddie the Drunken Dwarf or whatever the Whack Pack included.
Yeah.
Nicole Bass.
Whoa, there she is. More like Nicole Bass.
Nicole Bass is on the bass.
Yes.
Madden 10. I almost said Mad TV.
Mad TV, the game.
Madden 10.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero 5. Beatles Rock Band. NHL 10. NHL 2K10. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Rock Band Metal Track
Pack. Which I've heard is an incredible game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock Band Metal Track Pack. NBA Live 10, NBA 2K10, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. It corrected the Thrives. SmackDown vs. Raw 10, Tekken 6, DJ Hero, GTA, The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Isn't Tekken the series that's that movie series, right? With Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he's like, I have a set of skills. You took my daughter, and I have a set of skills. I don't know who you are, and I don't know who I am, but I'll find you, and I'll hurt you.
I don't know who you are, but all I know,
quite frankly,
all I know is what I have control over, and that's I have a set of skills.
Quite frankly, I don't know who I am either.
Yeah, I might find you, I might not, I don't know. Frankly, it's out of my control, and
I'm trying to let go of things that are out of my control. I think I heard Garfield talk about this, and Garfield Gets Real.
And so this was the sixth installment of the Tekken series.
This
was
the sixth installment of that, yes.
Yeah.
GTA, The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah.
GTA episodes from Little Liberty City. Band Hero, which is at this point, it's like, come on, guys. Just everybody's cashing in on Guitar Hero and Rock Band
Cash
fame.
In Hero.
Cash In Hero. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin's Creed 2. Guitar Hero Van Halen. And the game of the year, Batman Arkham Asylum.
Fantastic game. So good.
Yep. And what a way to end our 2009 yes. episode. Thank you for listening,
Thank
everybody.
You very much.
We have so much fun with these episodes. Hopefully you have fun
yeah.
listening. Again, I think we mentioned in our Wayne's World episode, the weekend coming up. Oh, sorry. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy all the mothers. Mothers we're out recording there. This on
yeah,
Mother's Day.
We're recording
Day.
This
May
on
8th.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers out there. To our mother. Happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
But the next weekend we'd be recording an episode. We
yeah.
are going to be in Texas celebrating our great friend, our great pal and amigo Phil Giese
yeah.
is getting married, who's been on the show twice
yep.
and will be on the show again at some point.
Yep.
But we will not be getting an episode the week after this one drops, but after that, gates are going to be open. Floodgates are going to open up and we're going to
yep.
start releasing consistently weekly.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for your patience. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? See you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.